If you are Subhadra, why do they look the ways that they do? And there are a number of different descriptions given in our tradition to explain these things. What is this festival? What does it commemorate? What are we celebrating? And who is Jagannath and why does he look like that? These things. There are a number of descriptions. Some of them you've heard. Of course, it is all to do. It is all to do with Lord Krishna leaving Vrindavan 5,000 years ago and then going to Mathura. He was in Mathura for 25 or 26 years, quite some time. And then he went to Dwarka on the west coast there. It is still there, of course, in Gujarat. So that separation was there between Lord Krishna and his dearest devotees, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, or they're called the Bridge Basis or Vraja Basis. These are other terms which are used for them. So there was great separation, because when you have a personal relationship with Krishna, with God, that is much deeper than relationships which all of us have. We all have parents, of course. Most of us have brothers and sisters, cousins, uncles, aunts. I'm sure many of you already have your own children. Some of you may have grandchildren. And we all have friends and different associates of different types. And in most cases, we enjoy these relationships. People enjoy having children and so on and so forth. So we all have such relationships, and we have all probably been through the experience of losing one of those people, or maybe more. Meaning, maybe someone dies, or maybe someone just goes away to a distant place, or maybe they go overseas to live. Something like that. These things happen. And like this, we lose the association of someone who's very close to us and who we have got a lot from, but now they're gone and we cannot get anything from them and we feel the loss. This is quite normal. This is quite normal in this world that we feel separation when somehow or other we lose the company of some person who's been very dear to us. So now, when you have a relationship with Krishna, a personal face-to-face relationship like we have our relationships face-to-face, when you have a face-to-face relationship with Krishna, oh, That relationship is much, much deeper. Much, much deeper. Because he is so much more of a person than me or you or ordinary people who we have relationships with. Krishna is an extremely special person. It's very amazing. So when you have a personal relationship with him, it goes very, very deep. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya in the Shikshastika, his 8 special prayers, actually the only things which he wrote down, which have been kept, Lord Chaitanya wrote down by his own hand, the Shikshastika, these 8 special prayers of Shiksha, means instruction. So in one of those prayers, Lord Chaitanya, who of course he is Krishna, but he is in the mood of a devotee. In fact, he has forgotten that he is Krishna, and he's completely in the mood and position of a devotee. And not just any devotee, but he is in the mood and position of Radharani. So therefore, effectively, when Lord Chaitanya is speaking like this, effectively, we should understand Radharani is speaking. So anyway, Lord Chaitanya, one of those verses there in Shikshastika, and it's very much in the mood of Radharani, Lord Chaitanya says, Yugayitam nimeshena chakshusha pravishayitam shunyayitam jigatsarvam govinda virahena me. When I am separated from Govinda or Krishna, when I am separated from Krishna, then a moment feels like 12 years or more. Just a moment. The actual Bengali word which he uses is nimeshena. Nimesh is a Vedic unit of time, and nimesh is 1/16 of a second. What do you think of that? That's really brief, isn't it? 1/16 of a second. So Lord Chaitanya, speaking as Radharani, he says, when I'm separated from you, Krishna, then even a split second, 1/16 of a second, feels to me like 12 years or more. And this is not just some sort of poetic talk. He is not over-dramatizing, trying to really, you know, impress us or capture our attention. But he is actually saying what he feels. Because you must know that depending on how you feel, sometimes time seems to go quicker, sometimes time seems to go slower. Perhaps you've had that experience. Maybe it doesn't go faster or slower, but it seems, because of us, because of our mood. You know, if for example, maybe at work on Friday, you're waiting to get off and get out, and you're watching your watch, and you're watching the clock, and so on, and when is the time going to come? It may seem like it's never going to come, but sometimes when you're really enjoying something, then they say, time flies. Roman Owen saying, time flies. And you wonder, what happened? Our time is up. Other times, it seems to drag when you're doing something you don't like doing. So, one of our devotees told me, one of our old devotees told me of an experience he had like that. It was Janmashtami, 1966. First Janmashtami celebrated in ISKCON, in New York, America. And the devotees had never celebrated, they didn't know what it was. And Prabhupada told them, today is Janmashtami. It is Krishna's birthday. We will fast till midnight. And the devotees thought, yes, right. Fast till midnight. Here we go. None of them had ever fasted before. And so they found, by the time it was 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they were feeling very hungry. And at about 7, Prabhupada took them into the temple room, locked the door, put the key in his pocket, and started reciting the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in Sanskrit. And the devotees are sitting there. So this one devotee told me he was waiting for midnight from 7 o'clock. That's 5 hours. He's waiting for midnight. He was watching the clock, but the clock seemed to have slowed down. And he's watching the second hand. Second hand went tick and stopped. Then he's watching and waiting and watching. And then it went tick again. And again he's waiting. And after a while, it went tick again. And he told me he could have sworn time definitely slowed down. But it didn't. It just seemed, because of his state of mind. So therefore Lord Chaitanya, who's Krishna in the mood of Radharani. So Lord Chaitanya in that mood of Radharani says, when I am separated from you, Krishna, a moment, a split second, fraction of a second, seems like 12 years or more. This is real. This is real. So this is what happened. The inhabitants of Vrindavan, they were left in Vrindavan. They were missing Krishna so much. And Krishna was in Dwarka. And he was missing them so much. So much. And Krishna sometimes, he could not get up in the morning. He would just lie there in bed, just crying out, Radhe, Radhe, Lalita Vishaka, Mataji, Mother Yashoda, where are you? And no one could pacify him. No one could pacify him. And one day, it got very bad. It was already very bad. But one day it got very, very bad. Extremely bad. And all the associates of Krishna there in Dwarka, they became afraid something may happen to him. He may lose it completely. Who knows what will happen? So they became anxious. At that moment, a message came from Vrindavan that all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, feeling separation from Krishna, they are all about to die. You have to save them. So the devotees then discussed what to do. Uddhava, who is like the prime minister of Krishna, Uddhava said, well, I could go. I went before and I told them about Krishna and it pacified them. But the problem is, I pacified them by telling them he's coming soon, but he didn't come. So if I go, I could go and tell them the same thing. But this time they won't accept it. They're going to say, oh, it's you again, liar. You told us Krishna was coming back. He didn't come. You're just a liar. Get out. So I don't think it's worth my while going. So, then Balaram said, I could also go, but I went also, just like Uddhava, I went too, and I told them the same thing, and it pacified them. I told them, he's coming soon, I'm going to go back to Dwarka now, and I'll get Krishna to come, and he'll be back in no time, but he didn't come. So if I go, they're also going to tell me I'm a liar. So who can go? So then Subhadra, the sister, she said, I think I should go, because I am a woman, and you men, Uddhava, Balaram, you men, everyone knows men are hard-hearted and not so kind, not so gentle. Is that right? Anyway, it's okay, don't answer that. That's what Subhadra said. She said, I'm a woman. I know what men are like. Huh. So I can go and pacify them, and they will listen to me. So Subhadra got on her chariot, and she was about to leave. And Balaram said, wait a minute, you shouldn't go on your own. It's not good for a woman just to go on her own and travel across the country. It'll take some days and who knows what you might encounter. I will come. In fact, I will go in front of you. So Balaram got into his chariot. He went in front just to clear the way and look after Subhadra. Subhadra got on her chariot. She followed behind Balaram. And they went all the way to Vrindavan. And there they found the Brijvasis, the inhabitants of Vrindavan. They found them. And they were practically dead. They were practically dead. But Subhadra came from behind Balaram and told them, don't worry, Krishna will come soon. And she was in anxiety. Is he going to come or what? Maybe I'll end up being a liar. So, but anyway, she told them, don't worry. Krishna's going to come. And they believed her. And they became so ecstatic, incredibly ecstatic, that Balaram and Subhadra, watching them, never having seen such ecstasy before, they became overwhelmed. And they attained those forms we know, Balaram and Subhadra, of the Jagannath deities. Limbs retracted. Subhadra's limbs, all of them, completely retracted into her body. Balaram's legs and part of his arms retracted. And these big smiles, they're just so happy to see the ecstasy of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Meanwhile, back in Dwarka, actually just after they left, Krishna was in that condition and it looked like he would die. So all the devotees in Dwarka, they had a big meeting and they decided Krishna had better go and meet the Brijbasis, otherwise they may die, he may die, and it may be just a huge disaster. So Krishna should go too. So a little behind Balaram and Subhadra, Krishna came on his chariot. And there were Balaram and Subhadra in their Jagannath deity forms. And Krishna arrived there and he wondered what happened to them. Then Krishna asked, where is Radharani? And some of the other gopis that were there, they said, she is close to death. She is in Nidivan. It is a sacred place in Vrindavan town. So Krishna went there, and there was Radharani, completely delirious, completely out of control, rolling on the ground, smashing into things, crying and screaming. And then she looked up, and what did she see? She saw Krishna. And then Radharani became so ecstatic, like she had never become before, reunited with Krishna after so many years. And Krishna saw that, and he became more ecstatic than he'd ever become before. And he manifested the form of Jagannath. Arms partially withdrawn, legs withdrawn. Amazing form. This form is called Maha Prakash Vibhava, something like that. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra in these forms. Special form of Krishna Balaram Subhadra in ecstasy being reunited with the Brijbasis. So that is what this festival is about. That is what we are doing here. We had the procession. It was so nice. Now we have come here. Krishna Balaram Subhadra are in those amazing forms. And we are sharing the celebration with them. One of the most wonderful festivals in our Vaishnava calendar. So there you have. It is another description. There are others, I know. I'm sure you've heard other descriptions, how the deities manifested, how Krishnamurti Sivaji manifested those forms. It is not that there is contradiction between the different accounts and different stories, but what has happened is that in different kalpas, in different days of Brahma, these pastimes take place somewhat differently, a little differently, not very, very differently, but somewhat differently in different days of Brahma. So this is from another day of Brahma. This is the background to this Jagannath Rath Yatra festival. This is the background to Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi. Please enjoy the festival to your heart's content. Absorb yourselves completely in all the wonderful activities. And by the time the end of the festival comes on Monday night, you all, we all, will be transformed persons. We will be transformed so much for the better and on our way back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi Ki. Shri Jagannath Rath Yatra Mahotsav.